Relations between Cuba and its most important Latin American ally may be reaching an historic low. Cuban leader Fidel Castro says Mexico sold him out to the United States last week at the UN conference in Monterrey by pressuring him to leave before President Bush's arrival. Both Mexico and the U.S. denied the charge, but Castro says he has proof. This is just the latest strain since conservative Vicente Fox became Mexico's president 2 years ago. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
When Fidel Castro took the podium in Monterrey last week, attendees were bracing for one of his customary hours-long speeches. But after just 7 minutes, the 75-year-old communist leader announced he was leaving.
Creada por mi participación.
My participation, he said vaguely, has created a special situation, and now I find myself obliged to return immediately to my country. Castro's sudden departure caused the largest stir of the conference. At first, Cuban officials only hinted that U.S. pressure on Mexico forced Castro out, a charge Mexico's foreign minister, Jorge Castañeda, rejected on the spot.
No hubo ninguna por parte de ningún sector de los Estados Unidos.
There was no pressure from any sector of the United States, he said, not from President Bush and his advisors, nor from anyone else. But as the controversy heated up, the Cubans got more specific. Ricardo Alarcón, leader of Cuba's National Assembly, implicated Castañeda himself in the scandal.
Solicitándole, pidiéndole, repito, personas muy autorizadas de este país.
I repeat, very high-ranking people from Mexico asked that he leave immediately after the luncheon, Alarcón said. Foreign Minister Castañeda knows this perfectly well, he added, and he knows that we know it. A few days later, an editorial in the Cuban state-run newspaper, Granma, called Castañeda diabolical. Such columns are often written by Fidel Castro himself. Mexican President Vicente Fox says the spat has caused no shift in policy towards Cuba. Historically, the two nations have enjoyed close relations, sharing a common mistrust of the United States. But this diplomatic tiff comes at a sensitive time. Just a month ago, a group of Cubans rammed a bus into the Mexican embassy in Havana after Foreign Minister Castañeda was quoted as saying the doors to the Mexican embassy were open to all Cubans. The two nations quickly smoothed that crisis out, but the incident did nothing to bridge the rift between Cuba and Mexico's number one foreign policy man. Castañeda is a former Marxist and Cuba sympathizer who, like Mexico itself, has drifted toward the right and toward the United States. Anya Landau studies Cuba at the Center for International Policy in Washington, D.C. She says Cuba may have another motive in discrediting Castañeda.
This is someone who is a writer, a politician, a possible presidential candidate one day. You know, the real question is, why did they decide to go so very public with this right now? And it's perhaps because they thought they might be able to get rid of Castañeda or really defrock him.
Mexico's Congress is clamoring for Castañeda to explain himself. A large group of opposition legislators have called for his resignation. That scenario is unlikely, but tensions could grow should Cuba reveal what it calls damaging evidence that Mexico bowed to U.S. pressure. However, that could prove risky. With few strong allies in Latin America these days, losing Mexico would only increase Cuba's isolation. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.